The Lord be with you. Our opening hymn, as we're gathered here to celebrate the life and life eternal that Christ has won for all believers in Christ Jesus, including Greg, who now enjoys eternity in spirit, waiting the resurrection of all flesh on the last day, when God sends forth his Son to call us to be where he is eternally. Until that day, we give thanks and praise to God the Father through the Son, as the Spirit enables. Our opening hymn, The Lamb, 547. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all sorrows, so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we have received from God. Thanks be to God. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him in his death, we will also be united with him in his resurrection. Thanks be to God. Please be seated as we speak in unison the 23rd Psalm. Together, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of all grace and mercy, we give you thanks for your loving kindness to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we may also be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Perhaps one of my favorite sections of Scripture as a glimpse that as Jesus has revealed to St. John in his revelation to St. John, the seventh chapter, this gathering in heaven. After this I looked, and behold a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." He said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. St. Paul writes, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
For creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope, that the creation itself would be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for the adoption of sons, as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. Those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Dear Christians, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Please turn to your bulletins as we confess the common Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed for us. Together we confess, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we sing the sermon hymn,
Now all the vault of heaven resounds, 465 in your hymnals. Please be seated. Kelly and children, Jackie and Skip, Karen, grandmas, grandpas, brothers, sisters, family and friends, I say to you, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So Greg was a blues fan. Is that an understatement, huh? Well, I got to tell you, I didn't grow up in St. Louis. And I don't think anybody has any tomatoes in here today, but I was a Bruins fan. Had Bobby Orr hockey skates, hockey stick. Yeah, I know, boo hiss. But I have been reformed. And with great joy, we play Gloria. Gloria was sung and played today because it was a victorious song after every game win following the retiring of, I think it was Runaround Sue, that they retired and replaced Gloria as their victory game winner song. As we sung just a moment ago, Gloria has happened, and glory has happened to Greg. Not by any merit or the worthiness of his own, but by the power of Christ that enables him to take dead, lifeless, unbelieving sinners destined for death and separation and hellfire and create out of them a new creation, a reformed one. And as I was preparing for this sermon, Pastor Wallenberg and I had discussed how we were going to handle the funeral. And with him being in Minneapolis, we'd just reverse it, that I would do the funeral and he would do the committal. But we got texting back and forth, and Pastor Wallenberg said a sermon title, Play Gloria. Play Gloria because it's a victor's song for us in this 2019 Stanley Cup Championship Go Blues type of time frame. A glorious victory was had when Greg was baptized, when the heavens were rent open and God declared Greg a child of the Heavenly Father, as he said to his boy, "This is my son. I love him. I save him through my beloved son, Jesus Christ." The joys of a Stanley Cup championship, the joys of seeing your team win, oh, they're great. And as Pastor Wallenberg provided the assist for this sermon title, indeed, we play Gloria through the waters of holy baptism. We have been named as eternal sons of the Father. Those who have been baptized into Christ Jesus are giving thanks to God that we have been named as heirs with Christ, just as Greg was when he was baptized. And though those Bruins kept coming on the attack in their black uniforms and yellow jerseys, we succumb to nothing after each loss. And it was frustrating that it had to go to a game 7, wasn't it? My wife always says they had to sell more hot dogs. The reality is, though, they left it on the ice, a win or a loss, until it was finished. So also we as Christians, with the assisting of the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in this text, that the Spirit intercedes for us poor sinners as many times as that evil trinity, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh come attacking and groaning for liberation from a world that's gone awry. That death in its final victory has what it would appear its victory. There's no Gloria being played there. For we know that those who have died in Christ Jesus have received the crown of life in spirit, and as Greg awaits his earthly rising, when Christ comes again, and as we groan inwardly, crying out, "Abba, Father, Papa, hear me, dear Father in heaven, for I am broken in spirit and my heart is crushed at the death of my husband, my dad, my brother, my son, and so on. My heart is crushed to the inner core. And the Father says, I know what that's all about. I know what it's all about to lose someone you love so dearly. And I sent him so that this would not be the end. He suffered and died for your sins. But more than that, as St. Paul says, he was raised. This Jesus died for your sins and mine, for Greg's and Grant's eternal life, as we heard in the gospel reading, for all who believe, and Jesus himself readying our earthly departure, but also our heavenly home being made ready. But until that day, we will face the trials and tribulations of living in a fallen world, but not without hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, and we wait for it patiently, for we know that just as Christ died, we have been justified with him through the waters of holy baptism and also glorified. Our glory song has already started in Christ Jesus. And then on the last day, as we saw in Revelation, we know that we will be raised. And this pastor is very flippant with the devil and death. I say, if I'm doing a committal service, I hope Jesus comes then. Because when all those graves are open, Greg's, and if I'm gone by that time or you're gone, we shall be all raised eternally to live with Christ forever, to proceed into that heavenly kingdom where God himself will wipe away that last tear from our eyes. And God, we will sing glory to your name all the day, making wonderful music before the Lamb and his throne for eternal millennia of eternity. We give thanks to God for the mercy that he has shown to us. Yeah, play Gloria, for we are victorious in Christ Jesus. God will raise Greg and all believers in Christ Jesus and grant to us everlasting life. Now by faith, then in glory. Christians, amen. Amen. We pray. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding so guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Let us pray. O Lord, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe in and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Hear us, O Lord. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Please be seated for our closing hymn, I Am Jesus, Little Lamb, 740 in our hymnals.